On the flip side, the Nkamkara Community Forest and others similarly brought an urgent interdict against Recon Africa in the High Court of Namibia after their appeal to the minister was left unresponded to, particularly to the request to stay activities undertaken under an environmental clearance certificate that was granted to Recon by the Environmental Commissioner despite numerous objections from interested and affected parties. Unlike the court in SA, the High Court found that there was no imminent danger and that there was no urgency in the matter, dismissing the urgent application to stay activities on the basis that the application should have been a mandamus seeking an order from court to compel the minister to make a decision regarding the stay of activities. Clients were left with no option but to await the outcome of the appeal before the minister that was only heard in April 2023 and no judgment has yet been delivered. In the meantime, Recon was permitted to continue activities and even a second renewal of an ACC was granted for wells other than those reflected in the original application. Needless to say, that the community were not given a fair and timeous opportunity to raise their concerns and when they did it was too late for practical purposes. However, the publicity worldwide did not look favorably on the reputation of Recon. Word on the street is that all activities have been stayed due to a considerable reduction in funding as a result. The crux of these cases is that there is no need to exclude the local communities in matters that concern them directly, especially if the intent of any project is to enhance sustainable development, which is, I believe, both our government's prerogative and desire.